Your love life might be full of ups and downs, but every once in a while, you have to be honest about where the relationship is really going. We don't even kiss. Can't live my life like this. Time to face the truth. That's The Truth. It's the title cut from singer-songwriter Ledisi's latest album. For the past decade or so, she's picked up a global following, not to mention 8 Grammy nominations. She's on tour now and stopped by to chat with us. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this. Well, you know what? Actually, let's talk about 8 Grammy nominations and no Grammy win. What's that like?
Look, I'm so happy every time I'm nominated because at least I'm being recognized. Every album so far has been recognized. So I'm grateful for that. I would like to win, but, you know, that's the truth. I would like to, but it'll happen when it's time. So
you've actually said that making this particular album was scary, which is surprising. You've been performing for a very long time, and this is hardly your first album coming off the presses. What made this one scary for you?
Well, it's even more personal than any of the albums. I mean, I'm talking about not being in denial anymore about a relationship that wasn't working, and it was a long relationship, and I'm putting it all out there. I usually do, but this is my love life. That's even, to me, that's personal. Gaining success or wishing for success in my career and how I feel about that is another thing. I don't mind that being out there. But a personal relationship of my own, putting it all out there, that was different for me.
How does it change the way you sing something or the way you prepare something when it is that personal, as opposed to maybe a love song somebody else wrote for you and you're interpreting it?
Well, most of the songs usually I write anyway, but it's the same feeling. It's just more intense, especially every night performing that song, The Truth, because it's like I relive the moment every time of the awakening. It's, to me, accepting the truth was an awakening, like, okay, this is it. No more denial, no more settling. This isn't working. Pack your crap and go. You know what I mean? It's like, that was hard for me. And then to put it in a song at 3 a.m. in the morning in New York City while I'm almost done with my album. This is the second to the last song, and I don't have a title of the album yet. And here we are. I'm being awakened by these words and this situation. And I started writing, and I called my executive producer, Rex. He and I executive produced Rex Rydell. I said, I have it. I have the song. I have everything. Here it is.
You called your producer before you let your significant other hear the song?
Mm-hmm, of course. And then we weren't together then. I had already did it, but I didn't want to talk about it. I wanted to stay in denial and just kind of skate around it. It was no skating. And the words were so great. I mean, that first line, like a hurricane without warning, that's how you feel. Being from New Orleans, you got to get it together. Hurry up. What are we going to do?
Oh, yeah, you use hurricane and you're from New Orleans. That's a pretty powerful metaphor.
It hit home right away. So for me, there we are. Here
were you even present when he heard the song? Or did he just hear it when...
I don't know what he heard or not heard.
If he's heard it yet.
He did say it was a great album, the entire album. So, yeah. I don't think letting go is a bad thing. Sometimes that's the whole point of The Truth, is letting go doesn't have to be sad love songs. Letting go doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's a good thing. We deserve happiness. And if you're in something and it started out a certain way and it ended up another way, you don't have to stay there. And that's my friend. We were better friends. The realization of that is a great feeling.
Well, let's talk about another one. And this one is entirely the other way in terms of this one feels like pure joy to me. This is I Blame
Exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Don't judge the lyrics by the title. Let's take a listen.
People keep asking about this glow I seem to have. I'm just not the same. They say I'm walking different, talking different. It's like all of me has changed. Magic is in my eyes. I can no longer hide.
things I really appreciate about your singing, it's been true of all your albums, is I never lose the melody. And you know what I mean? Very often.
Love you. I love
very
this lady.
Very often in R&B singing, you're fully capable of putting as many ornamentations and as any other person, but I can walk away from hearing your album and actually sing the melody. I know what the melody is.
Yes.
How conscious of a choice was that in terms of style?
I love this album in particular, and all of them, actually. I always focus on if you can whistle it. If you're on the bus, I want to be with you everywhere. If you're at work and you need a lifter to get through that extra 2 hours, that's what I'm thinking when I'm writing a song.
My mind is frozen, got me open.
Sometimes artists can be selfish and do what they want and
self-indulgent.
And be more expressive in an artistic way. But for me, I'm always thinking about my listener and how I can empower their lives and make them feel better. And it starts with the melody and the lyrics. It always starts everywhere, wherever I naturally go. But it could be the melody. Sometimes it's the lyrics, like the other songs were the lyrics. But I wrote that song with Claude Kelly and Chuck Harmony. We did Pieces of Me. And I told them I want something upbeat. They had ballads for me. I said, that's great. I'm not doing that this time. I want to feel good. I feel good about this change. And they saw me and they were like, you're glowing and you feel good. Yes, I want people to feel that love, even though I let go of love, I feel good about the self-love I have. And now I'm getting the love I deserve because someone's seeing that in me and want a part of that, want to be around it. And that feels good. So to me, letting go, like I said, it's a journey.
You know, I was not surprised. I think it's very audible to know that you have a background in gospel and in jazz. That's really clear to me. But I was also not surprised to find out that you had a background in classical music and in opera. And
I love opera first.
And here's how it connects back to what I was just saying, is that if you're doing, say, Baroque music or something, you have to decide where to ornament. You have to decide where to depart from the melody.
Yes.
And your music feels very intentional to me that way.
Yes, it goes with the feeling of a word, though, too, just like classical music. Where do you want to express that one feeling the most? And I'm glad I learned from that. I studied classical when I was, that was the first thing I heard on the radio. My mom was weird, gypsy, loved country, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, and classical music. So I would hear it on the radio and it just sound loud and ring. It rang bells, just the notes. I didn't know what they were saying, but I loved the way it made me feel. So I wanted to be loud. My teacher's, oh no, here she comes again. So it's my favorite thing. And that's where I started. I didn't start in gospel. I learned that later when I moved to Oakland. But in New Orleans, we studied jazz and classical music. That's what I learned.
Well, let's hear another cut from your album. And I think it kind of reflects what we're talking about here. This one's called That Good Good.
I'm the type of woman, knows what she wanted, ain't afraid to say what I need. I want the kind of man that really understands it, ain't afraid to give it to me. Put your arms around me, like you're glad you found me, say you can't live without me. This kind of love don't come free. Me.
So, I mean, props to you. Your pitch is exact. Your rhythm is exact. I wonder what do you hear when you listen to other pop music? And maybe sometimes fudging, or sometimes when there's other artists who don't read music, who don't study voice. What's your advice to the up-and-coming pop singers? Does it matter to have that study behind you?
It matters to me, but I don't know. I love it because I'm a studier of music, and not everyone is, and that's okay. Long as there's a... What are you trying to get across? What is your meaning? It's always about the lyrics for me first. The melody is someone else, but and the rhythm, the meaning and the rhythm. I'm always into the rhythm. I started on the drums, really, ironically. So, and then I went to voice, trying to be like my mom. My stepdad played drums, so everything's off of the beat. Your heart, your soul, boy, all of that, and then some. Work it till I'm losing my cool. I always listen for the beat and what are you trying to get across, whether it be ratchet or not ratchet. Long as it's, you know, you believe it, it's really you, that's what I'm looking for, originality, authenticity. Is that really who you are?
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with singer-songwriter Letticy about her latest album, The Truth. I wonder if you feel there's any extra obligation on for you as a R&B singer because you're an African-American woman. I wonder if you feel as though there's some need for you to be a role model.
It's so much pressure to be everyone's boxes. So the only thing I can promise to anyone is to be myself at all times. Even when I wanted to quit the business, it was because I couldn't be myself.
You took 5 years off, right?
Yeah. And I was exhausted because I didn't take it off. It just happened that way. I mean, I was exhausted from, I was ready to quit because I couldn't be me. Everyone wanted me to be a certain size or look a certain way or sing a certain way. And I came into the industry being myself. I wanted to stay that way. And when I signed with my label, I said, I have to be me. I know my audience. I know who I am. Allow me to be me. They never changed me, never told me what to do. They've supported me since I've been in it. So, and here we are, me being me. That's all I can promise to anyone. As far as being a role model, I'm not perfect. And I display my imperfections on my recordings. All I can do is create music to empower and uplift. And hopefully it will reach more than just old school. It can reach new school and everyone. I'm trying to get everyone involved in the beauty of our music, whether it be jazz, R&B, pop, whatever I do, I just want to uplift, and that's all I can promise. But my life, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it.
Letticy is a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter. Her latest album, The Truth, is available now. She joined us here in our studios in Washington, D.C., in the midst of her tour. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We couldn't let you go without a little more music from Letticy's album, The Truth. Here is Like This.
Don't wanna be with you, you singing someone else's song. And all the stuff you did before I came along.